This is the weekly news bulletin from Yosi, the hub for Young Chennai. I am Durai, giving you the news update for the week. News from around the globe. FIFA, the International Federation of Association of Football, is in a fresh crisis with Sepp Blatter resigning as FIFA president. After a troublesome week for FIFA in which 7 major officials were arrested concerning a US-led corruption investigation, 4-time FIFA president Sepp Blatter, who had just been re-elected last week, resigned on June 2nd, stating that a new election should be held immediately. Chinese cruise ship Eastern Star, carrying hundreds of people, sank on Monday night in the Yangtze River. A small but unexpected and fast tornado that had hit the area is believed to be the cause of the disaster. So far, only 14 people have been rescued. Rescue missions continue even as hope for survivors fade. The 2015 Scripps National Spelling Bee, which was held in the US, was won by Indian origin teenagers, 13-year-old Vanya Shivshankar and 14-year-old Gokul Venkatachalam. Both of them spelled all 25 words correctly in the final round to share the prize. On the national front, Nestle's Maggi noodles has been taken off shelves across India. The Food Standard and Safety Authority of India has ordered the withdrawal after sample testing revealed higher than permitted levels of monosodium glutamate, the MSG. Consumers are now wary about safety of other packaged foods and hope that FSSAI would step up its food and safety regulations. Indian space research organization's hugely successful Mars Orbiter mission, popularly known as Mangalyaan, has been made to temporarily suspend its data transmission for a month. This is because Mars is presently passing close to the Sun from Earth's perspective, affecting communication signals from the probe. According to ISRO, by the end of June, when Mars moves away from the Sun, instruments on board the probe will be reactivated to their full capacity. Telangana, with its new capital Amaravati, celebrated the first anniversary of its statehood on June 2nd. A year ago, Telangana became India's 29th state after it separated from Andhra Pradesh. News from the state. The 45-day fishing ban on trawlers ended along the east coast of Tamil Nadu last week, cheering up fishermen and buyers alike. The annual ban coincides with the fish spawning season. Chennai's Kasimeri Fishing Harbour is active again, with seafood lovers looking forward to a drop in prices of fish and prawns. Happenings in the city. North Chennai's Radhakrishna Nagar Assembly constituency is gearing up for the by-elections on June 27, in which Chief Minister J. Jayalalitha contests. While almost all major opposition parties have chosen to stay away from the election, other candidates in the fray include Independence and Communist Party of India. It is that time of the year when schools across the state and city reopen after summer holidays. Here's what some city kids have to say about it.
Narayanan, class 4 student of Everly Vidya Ashram, says,
"The holidays were over too soon, but school is also fun and I am happy to go back."
Rakshaprada of class 11 SBOA Mugapet,
"I am happy about my performance in 10th standard. I have chosen Max with Bio Group and I am looking forward to learn new things in the company."
Jennifer of class 12 Chennai Girls Higher Secondary School, Perambur,
"Na indha varsham plus 2 poran, science subject romba pidikiradunala adha eduthirken. Public exam konja bayama irundhalum pidicha subject nala padika easy-a irukku, school ku pogavum aasaiya irukku."
Check out these events. Do you crave mangoes? If yes, the place to go is the Great Indian Mango Festival at House No. 22, North Parade Road, St. Thomas Mount, on June 13 and 14 from 4 to 8 p.m. The event is hosted by Bhumi, a non-profit organization working with underprivileged children. From the world of sports, Swiss tennis star Stanislas Wawrinka entered his first French Open final, defeating fellow countryman Roger Federer in the quarterfinals and Joe Wilfried Tsonga in the semis. His opponent in the title round is 8-time Grand Slam champion and world number 1 Novak Djokovic, who booked a place in the finals by beating 9-time French Open champion Rafael Nadal in the quarters and world number 3 Andy Murray in the semifinals. In the women's part, Serena Williams won her 20th Grand Slam title, beating Lucia Safarova in the finals. Know your weather. Random showers in May saved Chennai from the heat that scorched the rest of India and caused over 2,500 heat-related deaths. The southwest monsoon set in Kerala on June 5, a few days later than usual. The Indian Meteorological Department has forecast deficient rainfall this year. The southwest monsoon is expected to bring rainfall to coastal areas, including southern interior Tamil Nadu. That's all for now. For updates, visit www.yosi.in. This is Durai signing off. Have a great week.